on, and then you're a developer and then a tester.
More of that before. Now we're becoming more specialized and try to do more analysis.
Sounds like Kurt took a spill. Lucky for him, we didn't get it on video, and unlucky for us, we didn't get it on video.
Seen all the mud off my GPS. I tried going uphill, it wouldn't let me. I took the 15-foot backward slide.
It's not bad as long as you can keep the front end down and not have it going.
Changed the 0 to a 1, or
just fat-fingered it.
Well, I see that there's actually a cast sitting right over here.
Which one's that?
I don't know. I just have to see it on my GPS.
Well, you don't want to find that right now.
No, I can't.
That'll be your 5,000th.
So, A's the closest. Well, B's next closest. C is the...
Yeah, well, I actually B being closer than A, but they're next to each other.
Yeah, they're both 2-9. Mm.
Yeah. But they're both on that ridge over there. We might hit B, just depending on where we hit that ridge.
Well, I think they took the wrong part of the trail, so we're going to do a little bushwhacking now.
Okay. Still no other geocachers down here.
Bruce follows the instructions to take the waypoints in order of A, B, and C, but because we pass right by B, Kurt and I decide to take advantage of the fact that this gives us a chance to rest while Bruce goes on to waypoint A.
Did he pass it?
Oh, he did. He went around the corner already. Must have gone to the other one.
Is that it? Yep, that's it.
You got it. So the one we just did was B, and we're going to A?
Yeah.
Kurt and I catch up with Bruce at waypoint A.
Oh, there he is. Walked right past you. Did you already get B? That's A?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. Got it. See you. Be in the paper tomorrow.
It stuffed it way in there. I could barely reach the plastic bag and I was in there. And it was stuffed in like
33.
So we're all at A. We're going to go back to B. Getting colder. Yeah. Getting warmer. Getting colder. Starting to cool off.
Okay, this is kind of funny. At one of our geocaching lunches at Fuddruckers in St. Louis area, we're all standing in line to make our order, and a few of us noticed that Bruce had brand new pants on, but he hadn't taken off all of the tags, so the tag for the inseam and waist was still on. Under the circumstances that Bruce didn't know about it, he had been wearing those pants. It was kind of funny.
Did you ever get that tag taken off your pants?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, nobody ever mentioned it to me. I pulled off all the tags in the morning.
Well, we weren't sure of how long it had been on there, whether you just bought the pair of pants
I bought the pair of pants. Well, I just, that's the time I wore them. No. My son pointed them out to me last night. He said, Dad, why don't you take the tag off the pants? It's a good thing Emmy didn't see that. She really gave you a bad time. My daughter. I wonder how many people noticed it.
Well, we were starting to stand in line at Fuddruckers, and Matt pointed out. He was like, I wonder how long that's been in there. So we talked about it a little bit. We'll just let him figure it out himself.
I didn't figure it out. My son did when I got home.
Are you going to hang around for the rest of the day?
Well, I'll hang around.
A little bit. Maybe have a hot dog or cider.
I mean, I don't
cider.
Know where to go. It's not one of those things.
We're going to then... look for some more caches in here, or is this pretty much it for today?
I don't know how I feel.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not feeling beat yet, so.
The conversation turns to walking sticks and walking poles.
I even had it in the car and said, I walked over there and said, I probably don't want it because it's probably loose somewhere.
I never used to have one, but then just Jen from Just Jen and Matt said, for $10 you can get these at Walmart.
Yeah, I got a set. I have a walking stick and then I have.
Well, Lane liked these so much, we have 4 of them now, and she bought 4 for her family for Christmas.
Yeah. You haven't been working since October?
September 30th. Oh. Got laid off from Scottrade because a new CIO came in, and he cleared the board of all consultants.
That's pretty calm when a new CIO comes in there.
They really lost a lot of good people at a time they really needed them.
Did you call?
Bruce and I are at B1. Kurt should be along any time now. He went back to get his walking stick.
Are you having fun yet?
We're in the middle of having fun. Sounds like Dana.
Do you even know who you're talking to?
Kind of sounds like Dana to me.
Jump the line, we make a move.
I told him we'd be him at sea, so I guess we better head to sea.
Oh, quarter mile down. Is he not going to do this one?
Well,
I mean, he'll just take your...
Is there anything else you can remember on this one?
What do you want?
Because it's the only thing I found.
Hey, Elaine, are you there?
I am.
Is Rich in the vicinity?
Rich is right here.
We have an inquiry about B1.
Okay.
What's the number?
Seven.
Not sure what the number means.
Yeah. Does it have any...
Yes, sir.
What is the meaning of the tag on the pole at B1? It's 107.
Keep that number. Save that number.
Okay. Gotcha. Looks like we're going to head over to C and...
Okay. Did you guys hear it too?
All right. Well, I'll check in at the next waypoint.
Okay.
We're now at waypoint C to determine the calculation for waypoint D.
It's 22 plus 8.
Okay, so is that
it's
right?
30.
Is that what we got
yes.
then?
Yeah, finally.
Double check that before I go off on some of the tangent. 38, 30, 798,
90, 35, 072. This is 60 for this. Because you want to go back to the same trail you came down. Well, as soon as you start doing that,
not long ago, in the Johnson Shedden area in southern Missouri, there was a reservoir break that was very devastating to the area as well as jeopardized the family of the park ranger, and this was a topic of discussion between Kurt, Bruce, and I.
Oh, finally?
Yeah.
From the
somebody told me that the reason he was in so long is because
burns from reheating him.
That's pretty sad, too.
I guess they tried to get his thumb grip way too fast. But with a real small child, their skin is so tender.
There was a time that thing was going to break. It broke at the right time.
Yep. In the summer, that would have been something.
I never saw pictures of what actually got damaged at Johnson's shut-in.
In the north...
Well, it ran right through where the campground was, right?
Yeah, it flowed down toward N. You know where the ranger's house is, right near N, park entrance?
Yep.
It flowed right down that way, and it washed a tractor trailer off the road on N.
We are finally at waypoint D. From here, they will do a projection to a cedar tree not too far away from the final cache.
1080 mag degrees, okay? How many lines are there?
Four. 2-9, 3-11, 1-8, 2-4.
Y is heading, and Z is distance.
Okay,
so we know the combination now for the box, right?
Paul, come in, Paul.
30.
Roger, Dodger.
Where are you in relation to that picnic table?
We passed that. We're down by... Well, a little runoff creek that if we followed it would take us back to the parking area. Okay, they're in the process of doing a waypoint projection to the cedar tree. Okay, we're on our way to the cedar.
Whereabouts are you as far as
we're up by the cedar with the tag. We're almost at the cache.
Ready to hit the cache?
Yeah, we're almost there.
You said on your way, I assumed you met up at the picnic table. What's between, right?
Oh, that was a half an hour ago.
If you turned. So make sure you get good pictures. We can't catch up with you before you find it then. I guess we weren't paying attention. We were busy working.
Dude Guy and Dogga, who have been trying to catch up with us on the trail, finally catch up with us at the cache location. Not long afterwards, since we were having a hard time finding where the actual tag was, a few people from the pavilion mosey up to help watch Bruce open up the 5,000th cache.
Yeah, with a J.
You must have got by us on the trail by nanoseconds before we get it. We came up that hill.
What Bruce ended up doing was he started bushwhacking. He said, I don't like going downhill on switchback. So he just...
Because we called you and you said you were up by the picnic table.
Right.
Said, let's go over to hit the trail and go up there. We were almost at the picnic table when we called you.
Okay.
And you got your coordinates. And we were like 15-tenths of a mile. And you didn't want to believe it.
By that time, we were already down by D trying to calculate.
I was in denial because I thought you would stay on the trail. Because you were going around us when we were on the trail.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now, they've already found a cedar tree?
No, they haven't. They're still looking for it. I thought it was down here somewhere. But I don't know if they did the projection calculations correct or not. So. Actually, we're still looking for the cedar tree, so if you guys came up here, we might still be looking. We have 5 grown men still looking for a tag on a tree.
Say that again?
I said we got 5 grown men looking for a tag on a tree still.
Well, let's see if we can't come up and meet you.
Well, you better hurry. It looks like Did's guy knows where it is now, and I think he's going to start giving those guys clues.
You'll never find it around here.
Okay.
Just a hint, but...
Don't tell me it's down this way.
Down that way, about 100 meters, huh?
Or 80 feet stuff.
Well, I can't remember, because I was talking to Paul, and I lost the count of my steps. You can see it from the trail. He screwed up his calculations.
Did he? Okay.
Remember, the instructions are 180 back to the bluff? But he didn't have the right line. He won't know what the 180 back onto.
Is it related to the other?
Yeah, he'll have the 180 from here back to the last cache.
Oh, it's not just a direct 180 from the tree. Aren't you glad you didn't come all the way with us?
I wanted to.
Oh, man. I didn't think I would.
I wanted to.
We had a good walkout, so anyway.
Yeah. Are you beat?
I got my second win, but I wasn't sure about that first couple of waypoints, whether I'd make it or not.
I did it. I had to redo.
I did too. Climbed that big hill again because I forgot some stuff on the keys.
Richie's smiling. Hey, how's it? Now if I can figure out how to figure this last one.
Yeah. Yeah, just stick and
beat up. Well, we found the tag, but.
This is recording, but you never know what you're going to get. Once you get home, it'll be like wind and lots of crunching of leaves and me coughing. Looks like we're almost there.
Do you remember? I always have to walk this back and forth.
I kind of do.
That way?
I was thinking it's like right over here, but I'm not sure that you can actually see it right from here. So I remember it was hard to get at. It's on the end of a chain. There's a lot of leaves in there that you'd have to move. Doesn't it look familiar?
It does.
That sounds familiar.
At this point, Bruce has the cache in hand. Now he just has to figure out how to open it. There is a combination lock between him and the logbook.
You have 3 numbers.
Yeah.
But you don't know what order.
What was the last one down there? 38, right?
34.
34, okay.
I just have my notebook here.
34.
The cache is open.
Is that the first try? Not bad. I couldn't remember the third number, so I had to. I tried to do that one last.
So. Not 5,000 until he signs the logbook?
Right. You took the logbook out, right?
Oh.
Threw it away.
You got to slide that thing all the way off the bottom. That U-shaped bracket. Oh, you got it. Oh. I know there's a travel bug in there for a while. But,
is it gone now?
Somebody think finally moved it.
Oh, that's fine.
That chain gives this one away.
The final one. But except it was buried under all the leaves.
Right.
Now, that's approved in the county park because it's not technically an ammo box.
Right.
It's a tackle box?
Master. That's a flare box.
Oh.
You know, it's a metal, it's anything we want. Just no ammo boxes or PCB.
Gonna say,
I could be wrong.
You got a 50-50 chance. You gotta be smarter than the box.
Well, congratulations, Bruce.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah.
Woo!
Bernie's got my cheat sheet. You were supposed to go with everybody to help out. But I give you one, Paul?
No. It's over.
All right.
Every cache from now on will be a pale comparison to this one.
First time we came out as a group, we all went up there and they got the keys and they were looking at them and they said, oh, look, some of them have numbers on them. Yeah. To get all the way down here to where you need that information. And they said, phone numbers. We didn't get the numbers. And they were all sitting there talking about it.
Nobody wrote them down.
Right.
The milestone has been achieved. We are coming back to home base.
We're here and we got the fire hot.
Fire's hot. Dog's on.
Here we are back at the shelter. Let the party begin.
We're here on Daryl Starks. Is it the start of the other one?
It actually, you would park here and the first waypoint's up there.
I've got the first waypoint figured, but I've never had a chance.
Well, come on, let's go. Let's get the rest of it.
I'll just do it in the next 5 or 10 minutes. Sure.
Oh, Rich, are we not doing a picture before we eat? Or?
Everybody's out there eating.
Oh, okay.
So we need to at least get everybody before they
maybe
start
next.
Eating.
I'll get an individual picture of everybody eating.
Yeah.
And we'll paste it together in one big panorama.
Oh, there you go.
What do you think,
hey,
Paul?
Hey, Tim. All in favor, say aye.
Didn't work.
Well, the first time you said something on the radio, I don't know who that is. But then afterwards, when he said a few more things, I thought, it's got to be Dana. And when we were guessing, even Bruce said, oh, that's Dana.
Really?
What's that?
When we heard her voice on the GMRS radio.
Yeah, we recognized her.
Really? That surprised me. I didn't think you guys just because I haven't been around in a while.
I mean, I would have thought somebody would deliver a hot dog, but they didn't. Nope. So.
Number two?
I was not.
Three.
Some of us haven't finished one.
You're that slow. That's your problem, not mine. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Well, he's archiving those, I think.
Yeah. Blue
Bee
Man.
That's
why I did them. I wanted to get them out of the way.
I keep putting it off, and I probably won't get to them.
I tell you what, if you do get a chance, when you do the first one, go in from Truman Park, where he's got that gone fishing St. Louis stuff. Mm.
That's right. Hey, well, now, how do you get to that park? Because I had to blow that cache off, because I couldn't figure out how to even get to the park.
When you're on Outer Shell, and you come by...
There's a sign there on Outer Shell.
Well, no, they took it down. Yeah, it's gone.
But I know all those neighborhoods really well.
Mm-hmm. But I never did find an accident. There's a little mini mall right there. And just past that, it looks like an alley going.
But I drove around a bit. Oh, yeah. I can't find the park. Let's go to the next one. Mm.
I finally stopped at a I was in a subdivision way back in there somewhere, and I stopped and asked a guy, I said, how in the... Because I was only like 100 yards from it.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the thing. I was that close, you know... I knew it was behind this house.
Oh, yeah. So I asked him, I said, how do you get there? He said, well, you go back to Howder Shell and you go down, and there's a sign on the road. And that's what he told me, there was a sign.
I want to know why these guys started getting paid in cookies and I never did.
Now, where's
it? It was after we changed the bylaws, so they weren't the bylaws when you were running.
I must have been I didn't have the cookie clause. It's all about you, Jim. It's all about you.
We were waiting for you. So Jim hasn't got his hot dog yet.
I normally at the front of the line. I wait to the end this time.
What's going on here?
Hot water for chocolate and hot cider.
Oh. All my brothers. They look like me. I'm the best looking of the bunch. I don't know.
You know what I was told? They said, don't buy big cards. They said, buy a couple small cards. That way, if the card locks up or something happens to it, you don't lose all your pictures. You only lose some
that's
of
true.
Them.
There's a lot to be said for that.
Hey, thanks for putting this on today.
Hey. I think it worked out real good. We had a good turnout than I thought, so.
Of course, we went the wrong way.
Just like
way.
Lunch yesterday. I mean, that's the best one we've ever had.
As far as number of people.
We had three of the long tables put together.
Oh, there were 25 or 30 people.
Yeah, good. Being a holiday week, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
After the party started to break up, a few people decided to do some geocaching, and they decided to head up to one that I had tried to find, but had failed on a couple of occasions.
I did not plan to follow Bruce the whole way.
No? You did the whole trip?
Yeah. I figured, once I had the camera, I just want to get some good content.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm conversation, and whatever.
You guys were gone about 4 hours, I guess?
Yeah, 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Size for the day. You had to walk backwards the whole way looking at Bruce?
Yeah. Well, luckily, Kurt was with me, and he's about me. He's got allergies, too, and he goes up the hills pretty slow.
Right. Man, I was dying early today. We were babysitting this dog, and I woke up this morning, or I should say she woke up, and I start sneezing, and nose is running, and I'm out in the woods sneezing, and...
I took my idea. I had that idea, just never figured out how to do it.
I threw a lot of nut. Even maybe a walnut would be big enough to do something.
Well, there's a guy selling them on eBay. He took an acorn and used some kind of rubber, made like a mold or something. Now he cast.
See, that's two for two that Tim found first again today. Would you see that? I'm number one.
Are you first to find today?
No. All I care about is beating her.
Beating me.
See, it was like that the last time we went out.
I know, it sucked too. Look at the deer.
11:21. Yep. Right up to the highway to the car. Haven't been found since 11:21, I guess. Oh, you want me to sign you?
What good are you? Huh?
I'll sign it for you.
Sign it. You gotta sign it.
Bubble
oak,
is that right?
Bubble gum. Bubble bum. Take a step and I'll tell you. Take a step. You're getting warmer.
You got the right idea, but it's still not very warm out
today, is it? Am I getting colder now again?
Well, you haven't warmed up any, you haven't moved.
Now you're getting warmer.
But you got the altitude right.
You're not going to the back side, are you?
I think I'm done. I'll see what Elaine wants to do. Let's probably go home and edit the video and stuff and whatever.
So. All right.
Thank you much.
See you next time.
Yep,
see
you.
Way too late last night. I'm just go home, cook dinner. I'm thinking, why am I
hungry? And you had to drag yourself out of bed today to...
To come
make
here.
An appearance.
That's right. This is important. Hey, while you're here, I actually thought to bring money. I'm like real low tech. Can I just give you my dues and give them to you later?
Yeah.
Is it? Here's 10. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, it's 10 for single and 15 for family.
Okay.
So.
Is that what I gave? Make sure I didn't get it.
Yeah, I'll make sure you get marked up there. All right, have fun.
Yeah, have a nice
year. Yep.
Well, it's down to Rich, Elaine, and I. And Rich and I cover a little bit of Slanga business before we leave.
I was going to bring business cards. I keep forgetting to bring them.
Yeah.
Should have brought them at the lunch. I should have brought them today.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I was going to take one of these and put one of each of them out so they could see what we're going to be handing out.
Yeah. Who did the banner?
Dave. I'm Dave. He bought the whole thing, painted it out here along the side.
Well, you right on the spot?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you get pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of pictures.
Cool.
But we made him take it with him, and he has to bring it to every event he attends. Make sure he didn't throw it away.
You see what I wrote?
No. So
like, I follow Bruce to 5,000.
Oh. It's going to turn out than I expected today. This is good. He said it was really spur of the moment.
Well, not many people actually said they were going to show up. And it wasn't like we were gathering a little list of attendees.
Oh, no, but we didn't. Because like Dan and
John. His son?
Yeah, but I mean, they weren't even, did say a word. Yeah. Dana and Barry didn't.
I didn't know.
Said he wouldn't be here, period.
Yeah, I didn't know Susan would or wouldn't until yesterday.
Last night she said she planned to come with good big cookies.
Right.
Last thing.
Yeah.
I mentioned it to Goshawk at lunch yesterday, and he said he would try to come.
And then Leroy and Norm.
And Leroy and Norm.
So I guess I'm ready to load up and go home, and I feel like taking a nap right here, but.
Party for tonight, huh?
Yeah, take a nap so that we can drink our champagne to 12:05 and then go to bed.
This concludes the Slanga podcast. For more information about the Slanga group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.